Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
Hello, I'm Megan from Embrace Wigs. It started 3 years ago. I was working as a dog groomer and I caught a virus, and it started off with a burning pain down the back of my head and on my scalp, and my hair started falling out in handfuls. I'd get in the shower and it would just start falling out, and it was really, really scary. The main thing that was really upsetting was the burning pain, because I couldn't watch telly, I couldn't read a book, my concentration was gone because of the pain levels. So went to the GP, blood levels were fine, paid for a private dermatologist, paid thousands of pounds for a private dermatologist, went to England to try and get rid of this burning pain, and everything came back inconclusive. They put me on antibiotics, antifungals, antivirals. Nothing seemed to help. And then after about 9 months, the pain in itself just subsided. But the pain on top of the hair loss just made things so much more difficult, because emotionally, when you're in pain, you can't deal with something like hair loss because it just adds to everything. But like I say, after 9 months, it just went away. And then at the start of my hair loss, a company asked me to do a video about my hair loss and do a wig review for them. And I'd never done a video before. I hated having pictures taken. And I said no. And they said, oh, well, you know, it would really help women. And also you'll get some of the wigs for free. And because they're so expensive, I thought, right, okay, I've got to learn to do videos and take photos and, you know, just build up that confidence. So that's when I started that. So I reviewed wigs for 2 years, learning everything that I could about them. And then I thought, why am I advertising wigs for other companies? You know, I need to do this and make things better for women on the Isle of Man. And that's when I decided to start Embrace Wigs.
What impact does wearing a wig have on you and how you feel about yourself?
So I recently went to the Alopecia UK Big Weekend, and I was in a room with other people with no wigs on, and it felt so empowering. It felt absolutely amazing, and it has made me a little bit more confident about going out without a wig on. But when I meet people for the first time, if I don't have hair on, I don't feel like me. And when you first lose your hair, it just takes away your confidence. It is so scary. Just, you don't feel like you anymore. It takes away your confidence, your identity, and your sense of self. And I think because hair is so linked to health and vitality, and that assumption of if you've lost your hair, you have cancer, or you're very physically unwell, and people with, say, alopecia areata can be fine health-wise. And then lots of people asking questions about, say, cancer, or, you know, what's your diagnosis? And that can be quite upsetting.
And it's also invasive as well, isn't it?
People feel like they can ask you about it. And it's such a strange thing, because people don't ask about, say, other health conditions. But when it comes to hair, I think because it's so visible, people feel like they can ask. Or say I'm wearing a wig that doesn't really suit me. People feel like they can say, because it's a wig, they can say, oh, that doesn't really suit you, and be okay with it. Whereas if I dyed my hair, say, blonde, I don't think they'd have the same confidence to say that doesn't suit you, because it's permanent.
And so with Embrace Wigs then, you say that you wanted to start it to try and help women on the Isle of Man. So talk to me a little bit more about the business itself.
Okay, so just going back to the Isle of Man. So when I first lost my hair, there was very little support for people with hair loss. I didn't know anybody else with alopecia. I didn't have anybody else to talk to. So I joined some online groups like the Alopecia UK one, which really, really helped me. And that's what really forced me to think there needs to be something better on the Isle of Man. So what I provide wigs, obviously, but a lot of emotional support. My background is mental health nursing. So I do consultations at home, and just offer people that support. And a lot of women, I'm the first person that they've ever spoken to who's also got alopecia. And lots of tears, lots of sad tears, lots of happy tears. Yeah, the consultation is generally quite emotional for people.
So it probably ends up becoming less of just, you know, a place to come and buy wigs, and it's actually a community where you've all got a common interest, really.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at setting up like a hair loss event as well, so people who feel able can come and meet other people with hair loss in the UK, they have Alopecia UK meetings in different counties, whereas over here, like I say, there isn't anything for the alopecia side of things. So that's something that I really, really want to do. And yeah, just the wig part of it is only a part of it. Lots of women that I speak to have gone to like Liverpool to do consultations, or Manchester or London. And the cost of getting there, the cost of hotels, and then you go there and you've got an hour, and it really just feels like somebody's selling to you rather than actually having a vested interest in you getting something that you like and that suits you and that will work for your lifestyle.
Because I have to admit, I saw you putting your wig on and you literally did it in seconds. I couldn't believe it, because I've seen videos of people and it takes them, you know, ages, and they're there with the glue and the hairdryer and all of this kind of thing. But you literally just whipped it on and clip and done. So it doesn't have to be a really high maintenance option either, does it?
No. So I do both human hair and synthetic wigs, and synthetic wigs are really low maintenance. So if it's curly, if you wash it, the curls will stay. And all of the wigs that I sell are glueless, so you don't need to use glue. It takes me less than 10, 20 seconds to put my wig on. I don't use glue at all.
Which is, I think, for some people, a lot more manageable, particularly if you're busy and you're trying to rush around in the morning and whatever. If you can just throw your wig on, it actually is a bit easier, isn't it? And then probably having real hair.
Definitely. And if you're like me and you've got sensitive skin, you can't use glue anyway. Or the oncology side of things, where your immune system is low and your skin is more sensitive, you'll want to be wearing glueless. You don't want to be gluing wigs down if you're going through cancer treatment.
Manx Care offer wig vouchers in certain circumstances, don't they? And you're able to accept those too, aren't you?
So yeah, I'm on the Manx Care list of suppliers, and oncology patients get £150 towards a wig. And alopecia patients get £300 a year, which can be split into two lots of 150 if they want to. And to be referred for the alopecia side of things, you just need to go to your GP and they can write a simple letter saying that you have medical hair loss. And then the referral will go through, just a little letter. You don't need to see dermatology.
And do you think many people know about that?
No, so my GP didn't know that the wig voucher scheme existed anymore. He said, no, that doesn't exist anymore. So a lot of the GPs don't know about it. A lot of people with alopecia don't know about the wig voucher scheme. So that's something that I'm actively trying to get information out there about.
Because that's the thing, because wigs are expensive, and purely because of the amount of work it takes to make one, isn't it? And yeah, especially with human hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So synthetics are a lot cheaper, but they don't last as long. Human hair, I love human hair. It lasts a long time and I just love them. I think they're great. Yeah, I think with wigs as well, you can have so much fun. It's such a devastating thing to go through hair loss. And I think if you can take something from it and you can have a little bit of fun with it and try different colours, try different shapes and styles, you can really play around with, you know, how you express yourself through your hair.
And I suppose for you, what do you think has been the thing that's helped you most throughout your hair loss?
I think having safe spaces to speak to other people with hair loss, because I felt very, very alone in the beginning. And spaces online like the Alopecia UK Facebook groups really helped. And that was something that, you know, I really did want to bring to the Isle of Man, is being able to speak to somebody else who'd been through it in person and to give that support to other people.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.